You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates, our Friday financial update. Brian, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to provide some of these insights that some of us may not be considering, but once we hear about them, it's definitely something to put into use as we consider how to manage the wealth, the finances, the assets, the things that God has given to us to be stewards of. But thanks, Brian, for taking the time.
Yeah, I'm happy to keep personal finances front of mind for everyone. It's always an important topic.
Well, you know, many of us probably, you know, got that email, hey, W-2s are available, which makes everyone, I got to start working on April 15th. And as that draws near, there's things that we've talked about in the past, Brian, in regards to IRA and contributions, that, you wanted to take a little time today to readdress.
Yeah. We talked in December about, you know, year-end planning. And at the time we talked about making retirement plan contributions to help possibly mitigate your 2024 tax bill. Well, one of the great things we can do is we can still make our 2024 IRA and Roth IRA contributions up until the point that we file our taxes with that April deadline in mind. What I thought we'd talk about, Steve, is how do those work and how do you choose between those two options, either a traditional IRA contribution and a Roth?
All right. You've probably told me before, but I've slept since then. Let's talk about the difference. A traditional IRA, what are you looking at?
So a traditional IRA, it's the original, that's why they call it traditional, allows you to put money in a retirement account and take a deduction. So you can reduce your taxable income by taking a deduction with your IRA contribution. Now you can put, if you're under age 50, you can do $7,000 for 2024 in a traditional IRA. If you're over age 50, you get to do $8,000. So you get a little extra. It's one of those bonuses of getting older, Steve. So
you get to catch up.
And the rule is, if you don't have a retirement plan at your work, then there's no income limit. You could make $10 million a year and still put that $7,000 or $8,000 in your IRA and make it deductible, which is great. So for those who are self-employed or are in a small business where there's not a retirement plan offered, this gives you the opportunity to go out and save for your retirement and receive a tax benefit. However, if you do have a workplace plan, like I know you do and I do, then as a married couple, you have to earn below about $126,000 to be able to put money in the IRA and take a deduction. If you're single, that number is about $79,000 is where you start to phase out of the ability to do the IRA. So the IRA is a great option for many people, but it's honestly for some people with higher incomes, it's not something they can do. So the benefit of the IRA, of course, is you get the deduction now, so you're reducing your income. The trade-off of that, Steve, is that as that money grows, you don't have to pay tax, but in retirement, when you start to draw that money out, so this would be after age 59 and a half, you can start to take that money out without penalty, but you do have to pay income tax on any funds that come out. So both your contributions and the growth come out and you pay taxes on it. That may not be a bad thing if your income taxes are lower, if your tax bracket is lower in the future than it is today, then it's good. You get the deduction today at a high tax bracket and you take it out at a low tax bracket. So that could be advantageous. So an IRA could be a good option. Again, if your income qualifies, if you're below those thresholds, again, $79,000 for a single person, $126,000 for someone married filing jointly. And again, if you don't have a retirement plan, there is no income limit on an IRA. So good option for saving on a tax advantage basis for retirement.
Okay, so that's a traditional IRA. And then the other one we mentioned, the Roth IRA. And actually, just out of curiosity, more of a history buff question, Roth, why isn't it black or white or purple or
Roth is the name of the congressman who wrote the bill to create the Roth IRA.
Okay.
So Steve, if you get in politics and write a really cool piece of legislation. Maybe someday we'll have the Ryman IRA. You know, that would just roll off the tongue, right? You'd probably want to call it like the Eagles IRA or something like that.
Yes, I would. Yeah. Go Birds. Yes. But
so the Roth IRA is different. It has the same limitations in terms of how much you can contribute. So again, it's 7,000 if you're under 50, 8,000 if you're over 50. But the difference with the Roth is I do not receive an immediate tax benefit. We talked about the traditional IRA lowers your taxable income. So then why would you do a Roth if there's no tax benefit? Well, the tax benefit is later. So Steve, if I put money in a Roth IRA today, I don't get a deduction now, but the money grows without having to pay tax as it grows. And then if I take it out as a what's called a qualified distribution, which means I've owned it for 5 years or more, and I'm over 59 and a half, if I meet those two criteria, then I can take money out of my Roth without tax later. So this might be good for, let's say, a younger person where they can compound and grow that for decades, and maybe they're in a low tax bracket now. So a tax deduction today is not that impactful, but if I can then compound that $7,000 Roth IRA contribution for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, and then taken out tax-free later when I might have more income or tax brackets might be higher, then I get the benefit later. Roth IRAs also have their own income limit. So if you want to put money in a Roth IRA, if you're single, your income needs to be below about $150,000. And if you're married, you're looking at below $236,000 as a couple. So higher limits for the Roth, no immediate benefit, but it's all about later. So we like to see Roth IRAs for folks who are younger. The other consideration for a Roth that I often will suggest, and this is a rule of thumb, could be different for everybody, but a general rule of thumb, is if you are in the 12% federal tax bracket, I generally try to point people in that tax bracket towards a Roth. And Steve, you're in the 12% tax bracket as a single person. If your taxable income, so after all your deductions and everything, if your taxable income is less than about $48,000, and as a married couple, you're in the 12% bracket if your income after deductions is less than about $97,000. So the reason I say that, Steve, is if your income is below that, 12% is a pretty favorable tax rate historically. So we don't really get a lot of bang for our buck making a deductible contribution if our income's that low. So yeah. I'd rather take the Roth where it's going to be tax-free later rather than only get a 12% federal deduction on that contribution. To give you an idea, Steve, if your income's over those thresholds, your bracket jumps from 12 to 22. So you have a much larger tax bill on your next dollar if you're over those thresholds. So if your income's low or if you're young, you may bias towards the Roth. If you need the deduction now for some reason, or you have just less years to grow the asset and you have the income that qualifies, then traditional could be more attractive.
Okay. In general, traditional, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so traditional probably be more applicable to, you know, if that was something I wanted to do. The thing that caught my attention, and I understand you said young, and it gives, with the Roth IRA, it gives people more chance to mature that IRA. But, you know, well, 5 years, that's easy. And no tax. If you're already over 50 and you're going to work another 10 years, I guess it's important, Brian. We've mentioned this before, because sometimes there's just a lot of numbers to work through, and it benefits you in the long run to get with someone that can advise you in these areas and really crunch the numbers and figure out what's the best route to go.
Yeah, and there's two folks I think primarily could help you with this. A financial planner like myself would certainly have an opinion on Roth versus traditional, or if there's other savings options or other priorities that you should put first. And a great way to find an advisor that aligns with your Christian values would be to go to Kingdom Advisors, kingdomadvisors.com. And there's a Find a CKA tab right at the top. A CKA is a Certified Kingdom Advisor, which is someone who's proven technical competence, but also has been trained and committed to the application of biblical principles in the advice they give. So you get the technical competence and the faith alignment. Tax advisors, your CPA or a tax advisor, if you're filing your taxes, you could ask them, should I do an IRA or a Roth, or do I qualify to do an IRA or Roth? And they could give you an idea. I know what some of you are thinking right now. I don't have $7,000 in the bank to put it in an IRA, and that's perfectly normal and common. But what you might do is talk to your tax advisor or financial planner and say, how can I start saving every month in an IRA this year for 2025 so I get in a savings habit and prioritize my retirement savings rather than counting on having money in the bank every tax season to make a contribution for the prior year? So those advisors can be very helpful.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to remind the listener to find more insights like we get from Brian on a weekly basis and with the Kingdom Advisors in mind is to tune in to KLYT weekday mornings at 4:30 and then after or later in the morning at 11:30 for Faith and Finance with Rob West. He'll often have a guest on that he'll spend time talking to, and then a good portion of the show is open phone lines where people are calling in and asking a lot of the same questions you would ask if you were to have Brian or Rob West in front of you. But another great option. And of course, the insights tab at johnmoore.com, another place to find a lot of this information. But Brian, thanks again for your time as we head towards that tax date and reminding us about an opportunity still to make contributions to our IRAs, whether they are traditional or Roth. And we'll look forward to hopefully celebrating after a Super Bowl weekend when we connect next week.
Sounds good, Steve.
All right. Have a great weekend. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.